From the Goodness Scholarship Office at NC State University, I am Mario Rosas, and this is Have a Good Night. On this episode, I sat down with Nick Jimenez to talk about transfer shock, the origin of his nickname, dancing, his background and goals of going to medical school, not giving up, and putting your best foot forward. Without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Big Nick, such a pleasure to have you.
Dude, it's a pleasure to be here, man. I appreciate the invite.
All right. So to start off, we're going to ask the most important question.
Right.
What sets up a room? The light, the wall art, the furniture, or the music?
I think I'm going to have to roll with the music for that one.
Okay.
Because I think music in general can set the vibe for any situation of any kind, you know? Let's say you're having like a late night drive. You want something a little bit more mellow. You play some R&B, right?
Okay.
Or it's something in the middle of the day. You're trying to get hyped for like a midday lift or like a max. You play some rock, a little heavy metal, kind of get the blood flowing a little bit, right? So I think my choice would have to be music because of how versatile it is and how good it is for setting a vibe in any situation.
Definitely, man. It is music 100% for me too, because you can have a room that is empty or has old furniture or modern furniture,
right?
But if you play rock, mm-hmm. it's gonna feel rocky, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you play like motivational music, you know, trying to exercise,
right,
like you'll be on the mindset.
Yeah, you'll be locked in.
Exactly. Right. So it completely changes the vibe. So, you know, anybody that says furniture, I'm sorry to say, but we're against you.
Yeah, I will say, though, I think lighting is a very close second for me.
Yes.
I think lighting is a very close second, and I think everything else just doesn't matter as much for me.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because lighting sets up, like, an environment, like, a vibe, but it's not as strong as music.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, now we're going to talk about how you made your way to NC State. How did you make your way into the Goodnight Scholars?
Right. So originally out of high school, my plan was to go to Duke University, right, and pursue medicine there. But unfortunately, some things had come up last minute. So I had to apply to Durham Tech, which at the time I wasn't a big fan of that choice. Yeah. But looking back, it was definitely a big blessing. I made my two years through Durham Tech, and nearing the end of my sophomore year, my academic advisor, she reached out to me and she told me about Goodnights. Okay. And at the time, I thought she was kind of like messing with me a little bit because it was a full ride, all these competitive applicants. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking to myself, like, do I compare to these people, right? Like, I was reading some of the bios from previous people. Mm-hmm. They're doing amazing things. And me, I'm just like, I'm working as an EMT, just like doing school stuff, right? So invitation time comes around in the spring. I send in my essay. Hopes aren't too high. But a week later comes, I get the invite for the finalists. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little shocked. I'm not going to lie. Being able to, like, hang with those, like I said, the people who are just highly motivated and accomplish a lot. And then, come finalist day, extremely nervous. Very, you can ask any of my friends.
It's one of those days.
Like, hands were sweaty. Voice was, like, shaking. It was fun, though. I enjoyed that day a lot. And then a week later, got the call. And now here we are sitting in this room, sir, doing a podcast.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Talking about that, what do you like the most about Goodnight so far?
I think it would have to be the community aspect. Okay. I like to think of myself as a very extroverted person. I love talking to anybody and everybody. So being able to like meet people from many different walks of life, being able to like know them and like what they've been through, their story, and just connecting to them like by those hardships, extremely, like, I'm very grateful for it. Yeah.
Definitely. And you know, when I told people that I was going to talk to you on the podcast, they were like, man, I love Nick.
Right. So it makes me feel so good. I'm happy they could say that.
It definitely is good. And talking about Nick and the Goodnight community, there's something that we need to address.
Right.
Which is Big Nick, the myth and the legend.
Right.
Which got confirmed at the All Goodnight transfer meeting.
Yes, sir.
By winning, taking the number one place in Kahoot.
Yes, sir.
So now, from now on, you will be known as Big Nick. How did that come? What happened?
So originally, I have a good friend. His name's Oscar. Mm-hmm. He's also transfer of 2026. We were in Calc 2 together. There was me, Nicholas Menes, and then there was another Nick. His name was Nicholas Atanasian. And there was a very big size discrepancy between like the both of us. So to differentiate between us, he'd always call the other Nick, Nick. And he'd always call me Big Nick. And since that day, it's always kind of like carried on from him.
Okay.
Like everywhere he went, he'd always be like, Big Nick. Yeah. And that's how like, I knew he was like referring to me. And of course, like you said, carrying it on to this day, the day we had a quiz Kahoot at the All Good Night transfer, being able to win that and kind of bring the legacy to NC State, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of surreal.
It's because now everybody knows when they say Big Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a brand.
Exactly. It's the weirdest thing. There's like some good nights who I haven't met yet just because of how many there is. They'd like come up to me like, Big Nick. And I'd be like, what's up, man? And I'm like, even though I've never met them, but it's a cool feeling, man.
Stardom.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so talking about the origin of the nickname, now let's talk about the origin of the man. You know, talk a little bit about your, you know, your goals, your family background, your major.
Right. So a little bit about me. I was born in Mexico.
Okay.
Moved over to Durham when I was really young. My dad, he opened up like restaurants all throughout the United States. So from Mexico, we went to Durham. From Durham, we went to Ohio. Ohio, Missouri. Missouri to Florida. And Florida all the way back to Durham.
Okay.
And I think that played a really big role in like deciding what I want to be when I grow up.
Okay. Of course,
I think so those areas are all like very different, like culturally, I guess, from each other. And kind of be able to see how like different occupations happen like at different places. I was able to like kind of compare how they are against each other. And so my biggest challenge growing up was I never knew what I wanted to do because everything always seemed so interesting to me. I wanted to do it all.
Same.
And so even now, I'm currently majoring in mechanical engineering with a pre-med route. But even now, I'm like, doing this seems really cool or that seems really interesting. So, yeah, I think I'm making the right choice on my major. And family background, as you mentioned, most of my family is from Mexico.
Okay.
They all migrated here when I was very young, of course, to like start the businesses with my dad. And we've kind of just been in North Carolina since then.
Chilangos?
No.
Okay.
The Michoacan, Mexico.
Michoacan?
Represent.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very important. So you were talking about your major. As when I was doing my background check, you know, my little research, I found out that you started as a chemical engineering,
right?
Now you're mechanical,
right?
But you have a pre-med route.
Yeah.
So I want to dive a little bit on that.
Of course.
What is calling your vocation to med school?
As cheesy and as cliche as it sounds, I love just helping people.
Okay.
And of course, you ask any pre-med student, they're gonna say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember. The reason why I settled on med school was over summer of 2022, I got my EMT certification.
Okay.
And I started working as an EMT in a 911 system.
Okay.
And like the experience I got from that was surreal. I think that was what really established my decision to like follow pre-med, right? Like there's been highs and lows in that career. But I think overall, I think it was very critical for deciding that med school was my decision. Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yeah.
It is there's something about the impact that you make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, like I said, it's very cheesy, but I love just helping people in whatever way I can, you know, regardless of how small or like how large that favor may be, right? I love just trying to like share a smile and just kind of create positive energy for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that is felt here in the Goodnight community.
Yeah.
So now that you're on that route to get your mechanical engineering degree and pursue med school. I wanted to talk about how's your experience now that you're at NC State different from what you expected?
Coming in, I had high energy, high motivation. I was excited. I've always kind of been like jump in the fire, just like kind of get straight to it. And I think it was a little naive of me because a lot of the transfers from like older years, they all told me about transfer shock. And at the time I didn't really believe in it. I was like, nah, man, like I was doing this. Yeah, exactly. I was doing this, that in community college. I thought I was like the jam, right?
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, I'm starting to feel it a lot. I kind of realized that my habits I had at community college, they just weren't going to work out here.
Okay.
it was definitely, it was a big adjustment, kind of being able to adjust to such a bigger school and just like facing all these new challenges. But of course, with that, I mean, NC State and of course, Goodnight, they offer like plenty of resources to help set up for my success. So once again, I'm very grateful for that aspect that I have such a like large support system behind me.
Definitely. And with Goodnight especially, I feel like personally, the mentorship program, it definitely makes an impact on yourself and it makes it more relatable. My mentor was Sam Corby, super nice guy. I love the man. You know, towards the end, we were very good friends.
Right.
And that kind of, that makes a difference because when you're facing the challenges, it is way better when someone tells you, I've been there.
Exactly.
And so I know that your mentor's Jared, right?
Yeah, Jared. I love Jared. Jared Ariola, just for everyone to like be clear. I love him so much. He's so helpful. I'm always like blowing up his phone with like, hey man, I'm feeling a little worried about this or like any tips about that. And he's always very patient with me, very helpful. He's very in-depth with like everything that he gives me, whether it be advice or just like some motivation. So kind of knowing that, like I said, just having that support system there and like, yeah, very grateful, very happy. Yeah,
definitely a mentor, the mentorship program, it's a big resource.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. So going into more personal questions, I'd like to ask you, what is something that you wish people knew about you?
Amazing question. I wish people knew that Big Nick is an amazing dancer. Growing up, dancing was always just a big part in our family. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a little kid, we'd always go to the Mexican parties and there'd always be like these big dances, right? Mm-hmm. My mom would always try and like embarrass me by like, she'd be like, go ask that cute girl out to dance. And of course, me being shy, I was like skeptical about it. And then she threatened me with, if you don't ask her, I'll ask her for you.
Oh,
and
yeah, of course, that's
a word. Out of embarrassment, I mean, I'd much rather ask her myself than like my mom doing that. And I think ever since those little moments, I started just to like dance more. Even around our household, like sometimes I'll have like family, they're like cooking in the kitchen or cleaning. They'll have some music playing in the background. They'll like calm me down and we'll just start like dancing in the middle. It's extremely fun. Yeah.
Okay. So bachata?
Banda.
Banda?
Banda.
Salsa?
A little bit salsa. Okay. And another dance called zapateada.
Okay.
Zapateada, right?
Yeah.
It's I'm still trying to like dabble into like a bit of the other dances. Yeah. There's a club here on NC State called like Sube Ritmo, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to go out to their workshops and kind of hone my dancing skills a little bit more.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
And also, it gives you an opportunity to showcase. I know that Sube Ritmo, they do like they participate in like NC State events. They perform. So,
really?
You know, you can showcase
the
Big Nick skills.
Gotta show everyone I got those hips like butter, man.
Okay, so bouncing off of that, I wanted to ask you, what is the best compliment Big Nick has ever gotten?
Best compliment I've ever gotten? Go back to high school.
Okay.
It was like junior year. It was me and my friend. We were hanging out in our living room. I remember we were just sitting there. We were just like minding our own business, kind of like doing our own thing. And out of nowhere, just like out of the complete silence, she says to me, Nick, I don't know if you know this, but whenever I'm near you, I tend to smile a lot. And whenever other people are near, I don't know if you noticed, but like other people as well, they just tend to be happy and like smiling whenever they're near you.
That is a beautiful compliment.
Exactly. It's, oh dude, I'm like starting to choke up a little bit. It felt really good.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, when you asked me like the med school, I love just like making people feel good.
Yes.
I love like fostering just like this happy energy and just making everyone feel like they're worth it and supported, you know?
Definitely.
And so for her to say that to me and just like, it feels great. It feels unreal. Yeah.
Yeah. We often underestimate the power of compliments. It can make a big difference because sometimes you just have to pay a little bit of attention because you often see like people who make a difference in your life or something really nice about someone, but you notice it, but you don't say something, but that can really make a difference for someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Something I wanted to ask you about, you know, as I was asking people, hey, if I interview Big Nick, what should I ask him? One person told me to ask you about your hair.
My
the importance of your hair.
Okay.
Okay, because I heard that for you, the big neck hair is a big part of the brand. So
really?
I want to hear about that.
Okay. This is actually the first time I'm hearing about this. It's the first year I've actually grown out my hair.
Okay.
And of course, you guys can't see it because I have the hat on. But like, it's long. It's luscious. I take good care of it. It feels really good just being able to like whip my hair around. Makes me feel majestic.
Weird, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, is taking care of your hair for you part of like how you showcase like your personality or?
I think it's a small aspect of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely do take pride in taking care of my hair. I'm not going to lie to you. I've definitely had a bunch of help from my, like I said, this was the first year I tried growing it out. So like a bunch of help from like my friends who are girls who they know how to maintain their hair. My sister and my mom, I'd always like send them messages like, hey, how often should I be doing this? Should I be taking like certain supplements or like, is there like a certain like product that you recommend?
Yeah.
And so very thankful for them for being able to help me develop the hair that is as luscious and beautiful as it is.
Yes, sir. All right. So one of the things that I wanted to touch on during an interview was, you know, we were talking about the challenges of adapting, the challenges of, you know, being a new transfer student coming from Durham Tech into NC State. What is something you feel like you either wish you had knew or an advice you have to someone who is, you know, likes many things, is kind of considering going into med school, once is considering going to NC State, maybe the opportunity to go to Goodnight?
I think my piece of advice would be to speak up. I've never really been a person to ask for help. And of course, like I said, that completely changed when I got here. Like fast forward to these few weeks of school, it's been a little rough for me, like school wise and just like outside of this past week I actually went to talk to Gage in his office.
Okay.
And it felt really weird like asking for help. It was new to me,
especially when you're not used to doing it in that,
yeah,
in that sense.
Exactly. But I'm very glad I did. He like put me in touch with some of the resources and now I'm back on track and doing better academically. And even for like my mental and physical health, like being able to like realize like, hey, I do need help. I need someone to like come in and like give me something that I may be missing right now.
Yeah.
So I think for all those new students who may be coming in, Goodnights or like NC State, just don't be afraid to speak up and ask for help when you need it.
Yeah. And for me too, it was big part of it was assuming sometimes that I can only take so much of, you know, when it comes to organizing my time and having the courage to reach out to other people, whether it be TAs or studying study groups, because hard degrees like an engineering degree, you cannot do it by yourself.
There's a saying that goes around where it says engineering is a team sport. And of course, I didn't necessarily believe in that, but it very much is a team sport. I can't imagine anyone trying to do this whole, any STEM major in like general, just trying to like do it all by themselves.
No.
It'd wreak havoc on them.
No, it is just overwhelming, the amount of information, like because the support that you get from just being able to talk to your friends and go through problems together, go through a test together.
Right.
It is just different. It's like it compounds the effort that everybody puts in separately.
Yeah. And I think like a small little side effect of that, of doing it with people, is it makes the process much like much more enjoyable. I have two neighbors who live across from me, Logan Newell and Kayla Martin, very, very close friends of mine.
Okay.
We're always like in the apartment together up until like 12, 1 in the morning, just cranking out homework problems.
Okay.
It's rough in the moment, but like seeing that like they're with me and that like we're doing this together, it really makes me feel good, man.
Yeah.
And it feels supported.
It motivates you and it keeps you on track.
Exactly. Yeah. Like great friends of mine, they're motivating me to like go harder than ever and like do as much as I can. Right.
Yeah. For me, it was Jeff Lima. He's also a good night. We will have study groups and we will get distracted because when you're with other good nights, y'all sometimes have so much fun too that it can be like you just want to talk about an event that you just did or like a project that you want to plan, but Jeff will be like, let's go back to it.
Exactly, yeah. Keeping us accountable. It's what we need.
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to ask you too about, you know, Spanish for you. You know, you said you were up in a household that speaks Spanish?
Yeah, grew up in a Mexican household. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, so how does that play a part, like, here, now that you're here at NC State?
I think it plays a part in the sense that I'm able to explore my culture a little bit more. There's so much diversity here at NC State. Like, the Latin community is very huge. I'm attending the SHIP, or like the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers, and kind of being able to connect with people who come from like the same roots or similar roots. It's been very inspiring, like hearing like people coming from like similar stories or like different hardships, and seeing that how much they're able to accomplish and be just as great, right?
Yeah.
So very inspiring, very motivating.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And for me, it is also a way to connect with people.
Exactly.
Because, like, even if you are from different countries, there are some things that, you know, you can, like, bound, I guess, like, bind, you know?
Of course. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So definitely very important. And so, all right, so it's been a pleasure interviewing you, Big Nick.
It's I appreciate having the invite, man. It was fun doing it.
And, you know, any last message you want to send to the world?
Any last message I want to send to the world? Keep going. Don't give up. Just continue to put your best foot forward. Even when it seems to be getting worse, just continue to have faith in yourself that it will all work out, because it will.
All right. And that was Big Nick for you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed our conversation and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe and give us a 5-star on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're a prospective student and want to learn more about our scholarship, email us at goodnightscholarship@ncsu.edu. And remember, no matter what time of day you're listening in, we always hope that you have a good night. I am Mario Rosas. Catch you next time.